We are in Simen Reish Pei Ches Siv Dalet. Mutter Lisanes Boi Tainis Chaloim. A person is permitted to fast a Tainis Chaloim. Kidei Sheyikora Gzar Dinoi. The Tainis that is fasted the day that he had the Chaloim, that is Kireya the Gzardin, so he's permitted to fast on Shabbos. But Vitzorich Lisanois B'Yom Rishain, but now, since he fasted on Yom Shabbos, he was Mevatel Oynik Shabbos, Vitzorich Lisanois B'Yom Rishain, so he has to fast now Sunday, today she is kapaboloi, that he should have a kaporem, ma shebitaloinik Shabbos. By fasting in Shabbos, he was mevatal oinik Shabbos. So mamela, he has to fast Sunday to get a kapore for the tainis that he fasted on Shabbos. Lechayre, my chavrusa asked the shaylem. Lechayre, we have a klal by a bittul mitzvah sasei. So tshuva helps. A person was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. Vishov ein izoz mishov machemoychlam loy. So what is pshat over here that he fasted on Shabbos? He was mevatel a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. So we don't tell him to do tshuva. We tell him to fast Sunday. Chayra, what's pshat in this? That's what he was moira. So I thought perhaps Keser Rosh, he brings down from Rav Chaim Voloshiner, he says as follows: the Iker Tshuva min haTorah is Charote v'Azivas Achet b'Leiv Sholem v'Kabola Lahaba. That's the Iker Tshuva. Iker Tshuva is b'Leiv Charote and a kabbalah lahabe and azivas achel. With the rabbanon, there's an inyan of tzayim of tainus. So we have to know our perspectives. Min haTorah tshuva is charote azivas achel and kabbalah lahabe. With the rabbanon, there's an inyan of tzayim. So it could be over here. Ba'atim, there's no tshuva, there's no charote, there's no azivas achet, and there's no kabbalah lahabe, because we'll give him a questionnaire. Reb Yid, what's going to be next Shabbos if you're going to have a bad cholim? What are you going to do? I'm going to fast. So there's no ba'atim, there's no charote, there's no kabbalah lahabe, there's no azivas achet. And this bittul of oinik Shabbos, we don't have any tshuva. We'll come back to this in a minute. So mamela, we couldn't tell him to do tshuva because he's not up to doing tshuva. He won't do tshuva. Next Shabbos he'll also fast. If the situation arises that he has to fast. That's why the Chazal said he needs a kaporem. And perhaps a little to elaborate on this nekudim, Taisvis and Babakamed of Tzadik Aleph on Medbeis says this inyan, Taisvis will first give, Taisvis brings a dugme, and then Taisvis tells to this halachim. Chazal tell us, Mi sheroye soite bikulkulo yazerat maminayayin. If a person sees a soite bikulkulo, so he has to do something. Yazerat maminayayin, so he's mekabo naziris. Fine. So that's the proper thing to do. Then he brings a korban, The Gemara says the problem is Ashechota ala nefesh, alayze nefesh chota, shetzir atme min hayayin. You restrain yourself from drinking wine, that's a chet, you have to bring a kol. So Taisha said, I don't understand. Here we say, Mishiro yisaita bikukulo, yazer atme min hayayin. That's the proper thing to do. And then he brings a kol. So Taisma says, "Hamitzvah gedola min ha'aveira." There are some times when the person has to do something, but lemaisa, there is some sort of an aveira. If you put it on a scale, the mitzvah is larger than the aveira, so you do the mitzvah. But the aveira, you can't sweep underneath the carpet. You have to take care of the aveira also. So therefore, by another, the halacha is, Mishiroi yisaita bikulkula, yisoa saita, yazarat mimiyam. That's your mitzvah. Because yayin brings to these in yonim. So mimir, that's a yazarat mimiyayin. But Mafalpikain, he was Messiah Atmai, so for that he brings the kapora. So Taisvis is Medamem to a Roya Chaloim B'Shabbos, that the din is he should be Misanet, but he's Mevato Oinik Shabbos, so Memele needs the kapora. So Be'etim, so that's this din. That means the tainus is b'mokim kapore, b'mokim kolbim. Mi yitchel boi v'domi is like a kolbim. But it's not, he doesn't do tshuva on what he did, because he did the right thing. But l'maise, the mitzvah d'ayla min aveirim. He did the right thing. But v'nishvi, something he was mevatel, oinik Shabbos. So for this bittul of oinik Shabbos, he's mechuyev to fast. Let's go further. V'im toshash koichoy. What if he doesn't have koyach to fast on Sunday? He just fasted on Shabbos. V'ino yochel isano yishnei yomim ritzufim. He can't do this. He doesn't have koyach. Lo yisane v'yom rishayim. So don't fast on Sunday. The Yisana Achakach, but Sunday you can't fast. I understand you. But you still need a kaporem. So fast Monday, that means we'll see Mishnah Brura. The earliest opportunity he has to fast, he should fast. Ago, Becholshkeinim Hoya B'yoim Rishen Chanekim. Here we're talking about he didn't have Koyach to fast. What if halachically he was not permitted to fast? It was Hanukkah. Oy Rosh Chodesh. Oy Purim. Like this year, we have Purim on Sunday. Oy Yom Tov. Afil Yom Tov Sheini Shel Goliyos. Sheilis Anois Adachakach. So also we'll have the same halachim. The halacha will be that he should not fast Sunday, because he's not permitted to fast Sunday, and he'll fast the next opportune day, which will be Monday. Hanukkah left the way, dear. Yesh Imrim, Mi Sheyoshin Shinat Tzorayim. A person slept in the afternoon Shabbos, v'cholam loy chalom ra, and he had a bad cholam, which he should fast. Is lechayre, but he can only, he doesn't have a 12-hour period to fast. He doesn't. We need a tainus, at least a tainus of 12 hours. So the Yesh Imrim holds Yisane Mechatzi Hayoim Ad Chatzi Alaylo. So if he should fast Mechatzi Hayoim Ad Chatzi Alaylo, that means he'll have a 12-hour period. Boz Yavdil, and then he should make Abdullah. Fine. So Lemaise, we took care of the tainus chaloim, He fasted a 12-hour period. But since he fasted on Shabbos, even though he didn't fast the whole Shabbos, he only fasted part of the Shabbos, Avapiken, he fasted on Shabbos, V'yom HaRishon Yisanem, Kilu Yisanem, Kol Yom HaShabbos. Sunday is Mechuyim to fast the whole day, Kilu, he fasted on Shabbos. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Reish Chof, Ois Aleph. Be'etzem, the din of Tainus Chaloyim is in Siman Reish Chof. Here it's brought down if he made a Tainus Chaloyim in Shabbos, so what he has to do. Amal Kaponim, the Makar of Tainus Chaloyim is in Siman Reish Chof. So he writes as follows. And the Makairis of what he writes is from here, they bring down the Chazainish and the Chashulchan and other Poiskim. Bizmanenu, we are living in a different time than when the Shulchan Aruch was written. And the reason is because we'll have a Mishnah Berurah if we can attribute the cholim to a different sibbe. Let's say he heard something, about a terrible tragedy, and then he had a cholim. So we can attribute the cholim, he just heard about something terrible, he has a tzar. So we can attribute the cholim to the tzar, not a message, min ha-shamayim. So he writes as follows. Bizmanenu, we're living in a very sophisticated time. Kol anshei ha'olam shomim v'koyrim kol minei mikri koshim umorim shekoyrim. That means, bizmanenu, any Torah that occurs over the world, we hear about it, we're aware of it. V'odom oiger b'machshavtoi, so this remains in his mind, Belisima slave, Koshmi Shmine Shmu Isrois Vikoshis Kemat Prolyim. So it means he stores in his brain each day, he has this Torah, this Torah, this Torah. Everything is stored in his brain. Ubachaloim alaylo, so when he has a cholim at night, Tafin Ba'olim Hadvorim Shashoma, so all these tragedies that he heard about, so this affects him, and because of this, he's having chalomis. So it could be the cholim lemaisa, he's dreaming about himself, about the family, but al kaponim, the cause of the cholim is not necessarily a message min ha-shamayim. The cause of the cholim is because he was thinking about these things. That's number one. Number two, we have to know we are not the same, this is being some Doruch HaShulchan. We are not the same type of people who the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about, who Chazal was speaking about. Koshkein la'anoshim ha'pshutim, go poshet the people, ha'mishukoyim v'hamlei ha'olam, that means in order to get an email min ha'shamayim, you have to be deserving from it. You have to be on the list. The anoshim pshutim, who the whole lives are the mishukin in inyonei olam hazeh, they shouldn't expect an email min hashemayim. Number one. A second cheshbon. V'gam ish toyer v'talmud chochem ha'yegeya b'toyrem. If you have a person who's a talmud chochem, he's already Mubrish, he doesn't read the newspapers, he doesn't, and he's no book in Torah. So it's brought down. That's Davke, this din, he should only fast if he feels affected, he feels depressed because of the cholim. That means the cholim made an impression on him. He dreamt his cholim, and somehow it struck a nerve that it's a message. But if he had this cholim and he doesn't feel namshi agum alam, there's also no dintainis. Now, here he brings down the Chazon Ish wrote on himself. He never fasted. He never made even a Tavas Chalim. He didn't even say the Rabbeinu Shalom, but he was not just so much Neiduchin. And there's a tulip to say Bishas Neiduchin, and he also never said. Because he held the Chazon Ish Shachalomis Bizmanenu Ein Marim Shum Davar. It doesn't mean anything. It means what we were thinking about, but he was like himself, that he didn't make a roshan on him. And a person who the later going to have certain chalomis, which one should be more concerned over them. So he said he should say the Rabbeinu Shalom by the Duchenin. That's it. Or make a Tovas Chalom. More than that, he shouldn't make. Now, in the Piskei Tshuvos and Siman Reish Chov, he brings down from a Chidor that Gedolei Yisrael said that he brings from the Rav Chaim Pelagi that brought the Shem Rabbi Leo Akoyim, that a person who had a bad cholim in Shabbos, he should not fast in Shabbos. But what should he do? He should make a tiny sibul. He shouldn't speak Dvorim B'Teilim. And that's, they say the Chofetz Chaim always used to give this eighth of a tiny sibul. Because they all say, Bizmanenu, a tainis brings more harm than benefit. When a person is fasting, so he's irritable, so he'll get in kas quicker, so he'll be machloikis. So what did he accomplish? If he's a Talmud Chochim, he can't learn, he can't daven, his head isn't working. So Mamela, so they say, so the best thing is a tainis dibur of Dvorim B'Teilem. And Vakert, he should say Tillim, Isaac B'Torah, or Yom Chol, he should give Tzedakim. That's Bizmanenu, how we approach Halomis. Okay, now let's see the Mishneh Berurim. Mutalis Anois, Vim Chaveroi Ro Olov Halom Ra B'Shabbos, V'Superloi. That means Reuven had a cholim about Shimon. And he comes to Shimon in Shabbos, sees him in Shul. Shimon, you know, I dreamt about you. Yeah, what did you dream? He tells him what he dreamt. And so what's the din? Lo yisane. So since he himself did not have the chalim, he did not get any message, so he shouldn't fast. Aval imiro kein b'chol yisane. But if the same situation will occur b'chol, then he should fast. Shabbos he shouldn't fast since he himself didn't have the chalim. What? The love davke. We'll see in a minute. Va'ayilal b'simin reishchav b'mogin Avram. The mi shecholam loichalim kosher al chaveiroi. If Reuven had a bad cholam about Shimon, yisane, Reuven should fast. Ruben who had the Chaloyim Mishin Fes, Bevil Kan Gamali Orab, Ayin Shom, Umashme Shachoyl and Baatzma Yisane Kibin Shuhu Bechoyl. So the Mishabur is asking a question. Here it says that if Ruben told Shimon he dreamt about him, so B'Shabbos Shimon should not fast, but it would seem B'Chol Shimon should fast after Ruben told him about the Chaloyim. And in Simon Reish Chof it says that Ruben should fast, not Shimon. Tevil kan gamli rabai in shom. O mash mesha choyl and baatzma yisane kivin shu b'chol. Bulai de shamay rishen eroitza l'sapa loy l'tzaroy. So he says maybe there it's speaking about if Reuben does not want to tell this to Shimon, and Reuben knows about the chaloyim, here the chaloyim, so Reuben should fast. Shimon never got the message. But if he told it to Shimon, then Shimon should fast. Tainis chaloyim. Now there's inyan of fasting. Vigam yevale kol hayoyim. It's not a tainis. It's like havos kolbin, which one needs tshuvim. Yevale kol hayoyim b'toyre u'b'svilim. So the whole day he should be occupied with toyre and tefillin. And this will help. That means this combination of kindness and Torah and Tefillin, this will definitely help for the message that he received. He's permitted to say vidui in Shabbos because this is main pikuach nefoshes. They're giving him a message, a very serious message. So he's permitted to be misvadim. Vayla b'simereishov mishaburim. The ubreis imenikes ein lahiris lemlis anis. Aisha muberes should not fast. Afilu b'chayl. They should give tzedakim. But beprat im hein chalushes, if they're weak, v'adein lam lahachmar al atzmar. Kosav atas, and this is the makor from what we mentioned before from the Piskei Tshuvos and the Chazonish. Im hirer bayoyim, he was thinking about something sad by day. V'cholam loy b'layla me'inya nahiru, ein loy lisanis b'shabbos. Dahiru goram zeh. So then we attribute to chaloyim to what he was thinking about. V'loy her uhu min ha'shemayim. This is not a message min ha'shemayim. So he said he should fast Sunday. That means he fasted Shabbos. And that took care to be mevatel the gzeirim. But now, since there was a slight chet that he was mevatel on the Shabbos, so he has to fast the Yom Rishon Sunday. Vim b'Yom Rishon hu taines chayva. What is if Sunday is a yom tainis, kegoin yudayim betamas a chedoyme, oy afilu tainis yochid shenog boi choyven, kegoin sheyesh loy mine kavu atomid, lis anais yom rishoin shel sliches. He always fast the first day of sliches. That's his minig. So Memele, so the kindness that he is fasting is for a different reason, for a different cause. The first day of Slichis, Shiva Sabbatamis, So there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham holds Eine Eilalai. So this tainus will not help to be mechaper on that what he was mevatel oinig Shabbos. Kivin sha'af im loy hoya misana b'Shabbos, or misana yom zeb. That means that this tainus was fasted for a different reason. So therefore, he has to fast another day. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Yesh chilkim al zeh asur lohu, the af tainis chayvish ubi yom rishin oil aloi, that this tainis can have a dual purpose. It could be for Shibasa B'tamis, and it could also be a kapore for that what he fasted on Shabbos. V'yechavim b'yayim atayin eschoy v'shir loy kaporem al ma'ashay sani b'yayim Shabbos. So we have the amachloikis. So, he's machia o mishe kosha loy atayinis, a person who has difficulties fasting, yochel lismoich ala mekilim, the oil alois, he can be soymech on the taz, and this, the tainis of Shibasa B'tamis will be sufficient to be mechapel, and also on this chet of Bittul Oynik Shabbos. That's if it's a tainis. What if it's a yontif? Chanukah. So then Izicha should not fast on Sunday. So he says, Davke Eilu Hayomim, Shemidina Osa Lihisanes Bam. Mika then is not allowed to fast, so he shouldn't fast on Sunday, because you're not allowed to fast in Chanukah. Avolim Yom Rishin U Yom Sheiser Atainis Boy Einoi Ela Minig. What is if the reason you don't fast on this Sunday is only this a minig not to fast? Kigoyim Yom Eidinisin. There's a minig nisin we don't fast. There's no issa not to fast, but the minig is we don't fast nisin. Oy Sivin, Oy Yisru Chag, Oy Ben Yom HaKippurim L'Sukkis, V'chi Agavne, so then Yochel Isanis Bem Tainis L'Tanisay. Number one. Number two, this day of Chanukah, or a Shreidish, we'll see, v'gamim isane b'em, I'm sorry. V'gamim isane b'em tainis chaloim. Let's say the day that there's a minig not to fast. Let's say Beis Nissen, the minig is not to fast Nissen. What is if he had a cholim and he fasted Beis Nissen? So then he doesn't have to fast a second tainis. Ein zog la meise wache kach teines le tanisoi. Aber la mis ane teines chaloim bereish chodesh. But if a person had a cholim reish chodesh, and which is a day that's also betaines, and he fasted then, or v'chanukah, to Purim, the yontav sheni shal goliyis, v'chol ha-moyed, So then there's an issa on these days to fast. So if he fasted, he'll have to fast another day to be mechaper on that what he fasted. If Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, he should not fast. V'davke shor Rosh Chodeshim. Aber Baruch Chodesh Nissen, das Amogen Avrom, the Yochel is Anes Boy, Vishum Shutainis Tzadikim. Baruch Chodesh Nissen, there was a Tzorer. Not of Aviyu died Baruch Chodesh Nissen. So Memele, so there's a Tainis Tzadikim used to fast Baruch Chodesh Nissen. even though it's Reish Chodesh, but since it was a tzaddik that occurred that Reish Chodesh, so tzaddikim used to fast every Reish Chodesh Nisan. So Memela, the Mogen Avraham, says, so if he fasted Shabbos, so and now he's mechuyev to fast another day, he's permitted to fast this Rosh Chodesh, because this Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tainis for Tzadikim. That means it's not so homo. Ayin Simen Takvei, Ubetais v'Shabbos Cholakolo. Of course, the Mogen Avraham Shom Lekamon, the Mishay Nerogeli Sanei Sain the Tzadikim, a person normally does not fast the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ve'er Oloi Ezet Sorech Has V'Sholem, Al Yisanei Boi, so the Tosh V'Shabbat Tainis, and the Mogen Avraham, but since he never fasted Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the whole reason he's fasting now is because he wants it should be a kapore for that when he fasted on Shabbos. So l'chayre, he's not allowed. So since it's Rosh Chodesh, he's not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Ad achakach. So he said if there is a yontif, if there is a Yontif Sunday, so he should push it off till later. Of it sorich becholze lahagdim kol ma sheyochol. But al kaponim, he should be magdim whatever he can. That means that he can't fast Sunday because it's Rosh Chodesh. So don't wait till Tuesday, fast Monday. Now, we hear a Yesh Oimrim. What is the din if he had a cholim by Chatzois? So he fasts from Chatzois to Emtza HaLaila. Va'av al pikein, einei mispalol aneinu achakach. So you only fasted half a day. So memela, you don't say aneinu. Ad chatzi alayla, period. V'yesh mekilim shelo yisane rak ad alayla. That means a kulim. He had a cholim ra in Shabbos. After chatzos, fast on Shabbos, that's it. We don't need a 12-hour period of tainus. We'll fast on Shabbos, that's enough. So we have a machlokes. There's others that are chaylik on the remor. V'yesh lismach al zeh shoye yontif b'maytzoi Shabbos. Who is yontif b'maytzoi Shabbos? So memeles, it can be soymach on the mekilim. I'd just like to see the bir aloche for 1 minute. Yesh oymi mishe yoshen shines toray. Vim cholam loy, let's just see the big aloch. Vim cholam loy b'Shabbos samoch l'mincha. What happens right before mincha yed a cholam? Ve'im yitzarech lahamtim yud b'shois. If we're going to tell him he should wait yud b'shois, mishas akitim Yoyer Hayoim. So that means it could very well be that when he wakes up in the morning, that means he has to fast the whole night, and the Yud Beishois will end Sunday. V'yuchach lahavdol b'yom rishen. So he'll have to make Avdolim Sunday morning. V'chenki ha'gav nemcholom loy be'erev Shabbos samuch leminchem, yera cholom erev Shabbos, v'mitzayich lahamtim yud ve'ishois, of them to wake 12 hours, yoyer ha'yoyim, v'yichach l'kayim kiddush ha'yoyim v'yoyim Shabbos. That means, if he'll fast 12 hours, he will not be able to say Kiddush at night, will not be able to say Abdullah at night. So even though Me'ikar Adin, you can say Kiddush in the morning, the Kiddush at night you can say in the morning, Me'ikar Adin, you can make Abdullah in the morning, but that's only a Tashlumim. Meiker Adin, you are Mevato Mitzvah Kiddush and Mitzvah Abdolah. So he helped me come back and Malay Lechavchila Mitzvah Kiddush, Beleil Shabbos. Behind Abdullah, but my Tzoy Shabbos. The Evshel, the Lusmech al Yeshayim Remazer. So Memela, in such a case, if the price he's going to pay by fasting 12 hours will be that he will not make Kiddush at night or not make Abdullah at night, so he should be Semech on the second day, and as soon as it becomes night, he should make Kiddush, he should make Abdullah. Yeah, now let's finish the Mishnah Berurim. If a person had a cholim in the beginning of the night, Leil Shabbos, Vininar, he woke up Leil Shabbos 2 o'clock in the morning. He had a bad cholim. So when does he have to start fasting? So the shlohs, the fast starts now. He woke up 2 o'clock in the morning and he had a bad cholim. So he should fast the whole Shabbos. He can eat till the morning. But now if he fasted on Shabbos, so then he fasted later on Sunday, even he didn't fast the whole Shabbos. He ate Shalashudis already, he lay down, he had a cholim. So between you and me, what bittul oinik Shabbos did he have already? He ate all three sudas. V'imkein afilu b'loyach oloim, iboish loylech oloid oshus b'yodoy. He doesn't have to eat anymore als oinik Shabbos. Mikomo kim kivin shis ane l'shem tainis, averi b'yodoy, v'tzoch l'meise tainis alzeh. So he has to be misaner on this, that what he fasted in Shabbos. Okay.